We bear witness and we testify. There is no God but one God, whose proper name is Allah. We only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. There is no more prophet to come. And we are the Muslims. This is the Blog Talk Radio Station. We're coming on trying to fix the age-old problem of what they call the racism and really evilism in the world. Anytime you raise up an image and say, this is God, that's the biggest evil that you can produce. So we here on the Blog Talk Radio Station trying to change the situation so we can all be human beings on this earth. And to that change, we're going to have an age-old problem of race, what they call racism. One race is racing against the hurt of another race. So we're here tonight. We like to open up with a prayer. We're running a little late because of the Ramadan situation, fasting and everything going on. Security. So we're going to open up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. Means to open. And first we say it in the Arabic language. And then we say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayri maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast. With the name of God, God is most gracious and Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Excuse me. We like to greet you in the best of the greeting, of all the greeting in the world. Abay Shalom Aleikum, simply me God, peace be unto you. And we also like to greet you with Ramadan Mubarak, meaning you fasted during this month. We pray that you can have a blessed Ramadan and all the Muslims and of all the Muslims all over the world who are fasting for the sake of pleasing their Lord. May Allah bless us all with peace and mercy from this fast. So we're here tonight on the Pop Talk Radio Station calling people back to what one God. We know the Bible started off on the wrong foot, saying we are made in the image of God. That's a lie. We are made in the image of our mother, our father, maybe our sister and brother, maybe our uncle, or maybe our aunt, our auntie. But we are not made in our image of God. We are in the image of Adam because we all come from Adam. So we thank Allah for knowledge and understanding in this day and time. And we believe that this day and time is the judgment. And the judgment speak on what you should see in the time of the judgment. One of the pictures they give you in judgment that you will see, that you won't be able to tell women from men, that they have arrived. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, you won't be able to tell women from men. And the scripture said, no way is the man like the woman. So they shouldn't be dressing in too much alike. Yeah, men, women used to wear dresses and men's pants. But now men, women wear more pants, more fitting that have more attraction than they ever have in their life. And this come about because people don't live moral excellence like Almighty God have asked them to live. You become morally excellent when you obey God. You become a better, a decent, upright human being. And people know that. But people follow the style, the trend. And the trend is to lead you away, allow you to lead your way away from the creator of this creation. Because he tells us in the Bible, Adam and Eve to put some clothes on. And Satan have done a job by telling people to take all their clothes off. And that is exactly what had happened. So we see the result of what Satan did. Because by Muhammad, he said in the last days, you'll see women, you'll see people loving animals more than they love human beings. And I have seen that with my own eyes. People would walk a dog, then walk the baby, or walk the wife, or walk their children. They would walk a dog. And this comes by influence. The human being is easy to be influenced. If he see some other human being doing some things, then that human being looks at that, he get influenced and he try to do it. And he try to do it because it makes him think that feel equal with the other people in the world. Long as the other people in the world holding themselves up as the image of, in the image of God, that will never happen. God has never said he made any white people or black people. No one have been able to show me somebody that's white. It's no. Why is that? Because God didn't make none. And you can't show me nobody black at the ties on these cars out here. So God never said he made a black man or a white man. But God did say he made us human beings. And when you call yourself black and white, you'll get far away from being a human being. And Allah knows that. That's why Allah said don't make no image of him. And they did it anyway. And what they have did, what have happened, it made some of us inferior, a whole lot of us inferior, and many of us so-called superior. And the superior ought to come by holding a man up as God's son. And then turn around and say, this man is God. Here's a man, didn't want able, looked like God got all the power. According to the scripture, there's nothing like God. God carries all the power. God sees and knows everything. You mean to tell me that God is a man? He didn't know that they're going to nail him to the cross? And if he did, then why would it look like he killed God if they nailed him to the cross? It's like a murderous person being murdered to me. But they don't say they murdered Christ Jesus. They say he died for your sin. I thought when you die, you go home and don't wake up. When you die, you're not forced to take your last breath. You take your last breath willingly on your own. But they show you a picture of man being nailed to a cross, being killed. And they say, we crucified him. He a murderer. But they don't say they murdered. They say he died for all our sins. And I said, if he died for all our sins, then let's close all these jailhouses that put sinners in it. Let's go to the boys' court and stop them from getting divorced, because that man that cheated on that woman that cheated on that man, fornicating Mr. Tufson, that's a sin. And they should not break up because of that. They should stay together because Jesus died so all that can happen. See how stupid that is? But that's what they've been playing the world, especially the African-American world, making us stupid and stupider. And then soon we speak up about it, they ready to throw us in jail. So praise be to Allah for the Bob Talk radio station, where we try to get rid of this lie so we all can live in peace and happiness on this earth as one. But we'll never be happy. We'll never live as one as long as people saying, thank you, Jesus, more than they say, thank you, God. Because Jesus, thank God, he prayed to God. He didn't pray to himself. So all the lies that have been added to all the story about Jesus, who you think have been chosen to get rid of those lies or speak out against those lies, more than the people that have been under that lie, like us. We as African America, we've been connected to all the lies. Now, all the liars have appealed to us and made us a people who do not think, do not use our mind, do not try to imagine some of the things that we try to think, that somebody got killed for my sin. Santa Claus were the people buy the toys and tell a lie to their children that a man named Santa Claus came down the chimney that they don't even have and brought their children a toy. A hand-me-down lie. It's been handed down for centuries now. And we got to get rid of that lie, because the parent or the mother or the father or the auntie or the grandmama should be getting credit for buying that child a toy. Not no false image named Santa Claus. So who you think have been chosen to point to the people these lies? It's nothing but a lie. And Jesus ain't never told us to accept a white lie and a black lie is better than a white lie. So a lie is a lie. I don't care who tells it. And the truth ain't in that lie. And God said, know the truth. Jesus said, know the truth. And the truth shall set us free. So we're here tonight on the Pop Talk radio station, coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. We thank those who's in the queue, who is here to listen, and who are here to present a talk. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get our brother Sucha on and bring him in the queue and let him come and present what he had today, what he's been thinking about, what he read about, so we can get better. We're here because we love Allah. We love his messenger. We love Imam Washington, Muhammad, and we love all those soldiers, those good people, male and female, who have came, who's in this world and brought nothing but what's good to make the human being better, no matter who they were. So I'm going to bring Brother Suja up and see if he's ready to give his presentation. Brother Suja Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum. Okay, well, you're in the queue, so you got it.
Okay, I'm just letting you know I'm here at the masjid.
We're
breaking fast here at the masjid. Yes. But I can talk for a minute.
Yeah, you talk for a minute. Yes, sir. I'm doing it out.
Yeah, yeah. And but when they start coming in, I heard somebody at the door now. Let me see. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, my son. Okay, well, let me, I got to say a few words.
That's right. You can tell a
lot. Yeah, alhamdulillah. First of all, I thank the Omar with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers a greeting of peace, of As-salamu alaykum, and Ramadan Mubarak. Praise be. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. So, you know, we had came together Friday and decided that we're going to break our fast here at the masjid. So, alhamdulillah, we got a little potluck type deal going on. You know, we're asking each person to bring a meal, you know. So, you know, it's a ongoing thing of this here of racism, you know, and I know we're dealing with to remove all racial images out of worship or anything that's in creation that is set up and say that that's God, anything in creation. We ask them to remove all these images and establish the one God. And the one that's doing that is religious people that's claiming religion. They're the one that's setting up false worship. It's not just regular peoples. It's people that claim that they believe in God. And all the time they are trying to advance one race over another, you know, raising up images of one race and saying that race is the image of God. Like you said earlier, Brother Agbar, and you made a good point, you know, that saying that we are in God's image. We are in God's image. How could we have the image of God? God don't have no image. An image is that which you can see. See, we don't even know what the image is. and just to make a statement like that and get by with it, you know, that's the devil. Be able to get by with it and nobody challenging it, you know.
Nobody.
You know, everything in creation that you can see with your eye is an image.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the reason they put, that's when the TV is out there so and hitting so hard. Because they know how to portray those images. They can get a person that image is terrible and make that image look like they're Superman. You see? And so God said God asked us not to worship no images. You know. Shaitan, what he done, he putting this image out of here so he can divide us. He can divide the human being. And that's his job. It's called division. You know. And when you got division, then you can never have no power because you can never come together and stand up. You know. So praise be to Allah. we're hoping that the people that listening understand what we are talking about. You know, we are talking about and what we are concerned about. And the imam said is the most important thing that you can be dealing with now is images in religion. That's what the imam said. He said that's the most important thing that you can be dealing with is images in religion. You know, and we've been dealing with that for years, and we're not going to stop now. We're not going to stop now. But from the time that we've been dealing with it, we can see what done develop out of it. We can see what Shaitan done develop out of it. You see, and they have created a world that is oppressive. See, when you establish an image, you getting ready to see you setting up a mean of oppression. You know, we thank God for Imam Wahdi Muhammad, for Prophet Muhammad, and all the other prophets, and all the books, you see, the Holy Quran and all the books. We thank Allah for them, you know, because we are able to get the light, we're able to see. And most all the prophets teach us to think. God teaches us to think, to use our mind. And that's what we do. And we're thankful to the Holy Quran. Imam Wahdi Muhammad brought that Quran to us, and we offer to that Quran today more than ever. We offer to that Quran. You know, they try to give us, other Muslims, you know, Allah forgive them for their sin, try to push the hadith on us, you know, and you got all kind of hadith, but rather telling us that it's the Quran that you should be concentrating on, it's the Quran that you should be focusing on, the Quran is that which give you the balance, you know. But they influence a whole lot of peoples to pick up the hadith, and there's many things in the hadith that if the Holy Quran don't agree to it, then we don't accept that. We don't accept that hadith, you know. But there are a whole lot of good hadith. There's a whole lot of good hadith. But I mean, why should you go and get a hadith when you got the Quran? You know, they said Prophet Muhammad is the walking Quran. If you just want to obey Prophet Muhammad and follow Prophet Muhammad, he said that Prophet Muhammad is the walking Quran. So we thankful to Allah for that Holy Quran and for the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. And inshallah, we trying to pass this message on to our younger peoples where they can pick it up, establish businesses, and don't be in a situation where they are dependent. We can tell you all about that dependent situation, you know. So we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. You got it, Brother Akbar.
Alaykum as-salam. So, brother, you're going to enjoy yourself. We ain't going to hold this mic all night on this show. But I'm going to get rid of myself and break. And Brother Muhammad Sharif, I see him on. And I'm going to ask him what he's going to do. So we probably going to shut it down early tonight.
Alhamdulillah. You know,
okay. Thank you. Don't enjoy it. Get all the brothers degrees from us.
I sure will.
Okay.
I sure will.
Okay.
Okay, that
I Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Yeah. No, I was talking to.
Assalamu alaikum, brother, brother Amin. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like, assalam. How you doing? Ramadan Mubarak.
Okay. Ramadan Mubarak, bro. Yeah, Ramadan, I'm doing fine. Praise be to you. How you doing?
You're doing great. I'm doing well. You got anything? Is there anything you'd like to say?
Well, yeah, I'm still working on my book, trying to get my book out. I'm going to add a little section on Gaza, talk about Gaza,
mm-hmm.
talk about a little bit about the Rothschild Money Trust, and so I'm working on it. And right now I'm working out here in the field, you know. I'm the lot because, you know, I'm not retired, you know.
Yeah, man.
And,
we're hope you be safe out there, and may Allah bless you to be safe and protect you while you're out there. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, well, thank you, brother. Thank you. Yes, yes, sir. Okay. Inshallah, then I'll turn it back over to you.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. What you said, Dai? Assalamu alaikum, brother. My name is Sharif. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam, Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, well. Well, I turn your mic on, see that you have anything you would like to say this blessed Ramadan. You know, how your Ramadan going?
So it's going good. Yeah, I'm up on my
prayer.
Up on my reading. This thing's going good.
I'm up on my reading and my prayer. Yes, sir.
Always, mm-hmm. I don't have anything to add to what you and Brother Suja had to say this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I do have a question, but I think I'll wait until tomorrow or Monday when everyone is on.
Okay, you want to hold it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious what it's about, but and I can wait, you know.
Okay. I'll hold up till tomorrow or Monday.
No, wait, but we look forward for that question. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to speak a little while long to see what everybody else come on.
Akbar? Brother Akbar, you still there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Well, the guy still am.
Yeah. I was looking at, out here in California, They're talking about reparations. They're still talking about, of course, they're still talking about reparations. And it's getting bigger. A brother is making a documentary about reparations. I think it's called Reparations Now. Reparations Now. And I called into this radio show, Tavis Smiley. Is Tavis Smiley back there in Georgia? Tavis Smiley.
No, I don't know exactly where he is.
Okay, Tavis Smiley is a mm-hmm. journalist, commentator, and he got a lot of experience, and he got together and he bought into a radio station. It's called KBLA. And it's, mm-hmm. it's a nice station, pretty nice station. It's pretty conscious and everything. This sister named Dominique Duprima, she's the daughter of Amiri Baraka. Amiri Baraka was kind of like an activist in the 60s. They called him, his birth name was Leroy Jones. Leroy Jones.
Okay.
And he changed his name to Amiri Baraka, and he was a writer, person who was involved in the 60s, like, you know, nationalism and stuff. So his daughter is named Dominique, and she is a pretty knowledgeable sister. Her brother is the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. What's his name? Mm-hmm. Something Baraka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Baraka. He's the mayor in New Jersey. What's his name?
His
last name is Baraka.
Yeah, Amir Baraka.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was his daddy's name, Amiri Baraka, but the son is. What, Ross Baraka or something? But anyway,
Baraka. He's the mayor in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, right. And mm-hmm. she's pretty knowledgeable. I called in to the radio station because on Fridays they talk about reparations here on the Tavis Smiley Show. And I called in and I was saying, well, you know, we need to keep track of who's opposing us. You know what I mean? And we could do a effort to boycott them or whatever, make trouble for them if they're opposing reparations, you know. And the brother said, well, yeah, I go for that too, but what we should do is focus on the legislation. See, they got legislation before the California lawmakers. They got legislation they try to vote on and everything. And he was saying, keep more, in other words, he was telling me to keep track of the legislation that they got going and see if, you know, you could get people to get behind the legislation. One piece of legislation is to create a kind of like a, what do you call it, a Freedmen's Bureau. Name it the Freedmen's Bureau, the Freedmen's. See, that was about our release from slavery. They had what they call the Freedmen's Bureau, so they are trying to get another name, title, a group together called the Freedmen, and that bureau is to keep track of reparations, keep track of a lot of stuff involving reparations. See, it's called a Freedmen something. Well, that's one act, and then another act they're trying to get. Trying to get passed is to allocate. I think I heard the number 6% budget towards reparations.
Yeah.
In other words, as they get so many millions and millions of dollars to have a certain percentage of it go to this reparation fund, you know, and. And that's the kind of stuff that they say, you know, we should get behind and then try to pass those laws out here, see, because they, if you remember, California was the first state to come up with a study and everything, see, so thing, but it was no money in it. two, 3 months ago with no money. And so people are kind of upset at that and angry at that. So they keep pushing. No, it should be money involved. We don't just want apologies and a whole lot of other stuff they're trying to give us, but money. So it's an organization out here in California that is kind of like leading that. It's called CJEC. CJEC, California Justice and Equity in California. That's what it's called, California. But anyway, CJEC, and y'all could Google that and kind of keep track of what's going on here in California, because when I listened the other day last Friday, see, on Fridays they have reparations talk, and they got people involved in reparations to come and talk on the radio show. And Tavis Smiley shows all over America, almost all over America now, see, because he know what he's doing, and he's spreading, you know, and he's spreading the word, see. So I'm just saying, keep your eye on California. Keep an eye on California, and you know, that's what I kind of made up in my mind. I said, well, you know, I should just keep my mind and my eye on it too. You know what I mean? And spread the word. And you could start by looking up a brother named Steve Bradford out here. Steve Bradford. He's the one who's sponsoring these laws and acts and regulations and stuff out here involving reparations. Steve Bradford, you know. So it looks like it's coming, because we got you know, that's a smart lady, that Dominique DePrima, you know. She's very articulate, and she knows what she's talking about. She keeps up and everything. So I think y'all could back east there, you could get a KBLA app. In other words, download the app, and you can listen to the radio shows there in Georgia or wherever you're at. You know, it's KBLA, you know, KBLA, and go to this, you know, download the app, and you can listen, and you can stay informed about what's happening out here in California in terms of reparations, because, you know, the more and more I hear, you know, the more and more that African Americans have a real legitimate claim. If you look at it in terms of the wealth gap, that's the thing. You got these Caucasians who have 10 or 20% more wealth than us us as a people, and we had to face the Klan and terrorism and lynching and kind of stuff, redlining, blackballing. You know what I mean? And all kind of stuff. And so you could really see it in the wealth gap, in the family wealth, how they own 10 to 20 times more. If we got $1, they got $10 or $20. You know what I mean? So, so I'll turn it back over to you, brother. Yeah, that's the thing we got to keep track of, the wealth gap, not the income gap, but the wealth asset. You know, they own houses and gold and silver and everything. You know, 10 or 20 times more than we have. You see me? And they didn't face all the opposition and the fitna and the craziness, madness, and horror that we had to face. So keep that in mind. I'll turn it back over to you, Akbar. Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, brother. I mean,
before you go ahead.
Lee.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what you say that radio station is?
KBLA. Yeah, you know, just Google KBLA and go to that station, and you could download the KBLA app, you know, mm-hmm. app.
Right.
And then you could listen, and you could listen where you're at, you know.
Okay.
You could listen where you're at.
Okay.
Valley.
Yeah, I'll go, I'll go and check it out.
You said K-E-L-A.
No, K-B-L-A. L-A, like Los Angeles. L-A. K-B-L-A.
Okay, got you.
Okay.
Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Ashadu ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. I bear witness again, there's no God, one God, the proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation to test us all in and see which one of us might be worthy of the prize that he wants to give us for living a good life. So we here again talking about the oneness of God. There's no God, one God, and he is the creator of this creation. And he has created this creation to test us in. And we want to thank Allah for giving us the opportunity to come and talk about one of the major problems of the civilized world, and that is to hold an image up as God. No civilized world would ever hold anybody up as their creator. But like Sue John said, nobody has ever seen God. Allah said that no one has ever seen him. If no one ever seen him, why do we have an image put up? And the reason we have the image put up is to divide and conquer the human family. And when we look deep, we can see that the human family had been put together on body skin color, economics, geographic location, all of these divisions and walls that Satan had built up to keep the human being from ever trying to come together and be one. Allah wants us to be one. He wants us to work together as one human family. And that's what we have to do. We have to work in the cause of the oneness of God and ask Allah to help us put this house, this garden that we should be in, back together. So we're praying and we're working and we're asking God to help us to change this world back to a new, better world, back into a new world that we can all enjoy again. The earth has never disrespected us. The earth has never harmed us. It always have been the people and Allah, when the people under Allah, we're all under Allah, we're all following what Allah has given us, then this evil that we see every day will start going away. Because who don't want to please Allah? Who don't want to please their maker? And know that we are all going back to our maker, our creator, willingly or unwillingly. We're going back. Ain't no way around it. And we should go back right.
and we'll never be able to go back right as long as we this image up in the world and causing all of the damage between the human family. I'm a white man. I'm a black man. Allah never said that. That ain't nothing but division. We are supposed to be human beings. And that's the best of us, being a human being, being kind to each other, treating each other right, working with each other and not against each other. And that will never happen until that image is gone. Allah says he created all of us for one reason. And that reason is to serve Allah. And we can't say we serving Allah long as the image has been raised. And we know an image been raised because the people don't say thank you, Allah. They don't say thank you, God. They said thank you, Jesus. Why would you thank a man? A man didn't make this world. Allah made this world. He created this world. He tells you he created. And why would you thank a man when God alone created this world? So the truth is here, and that Jesus said it, that we have to know the truth in order for us to get free from this foolishness that we don't feel under. In order for us to get free, we have to get rid of the lies that have been told, that making the world look like what we see in there. Lied on God. Lied on the creator of this creation. So we're working on this Block Talk radio station to get rid of this fear. To change this fear. Because Allah said we all the brother of each other. We all are the creator of Allah. We all live to die to go back to Allah. We're not going back to our parents. We're not going back to none of the prophets. We're not going back to anybody who is related to us or anybody of old. We are going back to the one who created us, and that's Almighty God Allah, who said he's going to raise us up by our very fingerprints. Hundreds of years before we realized that they realized that fingerprints is what identify us from being different. None of us have the same fingerprint. And Allah said over 1,400 years ago, the Prophet Muhammad, who said to us, gave us, he said that we're going to be raised up by our very fingerprints. You know, they have over 100 years, they just found out for us. We were over 100 years ago, all of us have different things. Came about by talking to African Americans, look alike. Healed this woman, but when they left their family. And once they take the two guys' family, who were not kin, they didn't even know each other. But they looked like identical twins. They were two African American. But what happened? The one who left their fingerprint, when they take this fingerprint, it matched him, and he was the one who did the case. Ever since then, they have been using fingerprints to identify you. Now we can identify with you with the real fingerprint, and that's the DNA is inside of you. None of us have the same DNA. Even though you might be a twin brother. You don't have the same DNA as your brother. Nor do your brother have. You're different. And they can distinguish who is who. But we shall all praises are due to Allah again. Creator, the owner, the maker, the one who lives and never dies. The one, there's nothing like unto Allah, nothing that you can make with your hand or make with anything. He said, this is Allah. Allah is too big for that. So we're here tonight and working on that image. And like I said, everything is image. And Allah said, don't worship nothing in the of image, in the water, in the sky only. Don't worship nothing. And worship God in spirit and truth. And spirit, there's no image in that spirit. And truth, you can't find no image in that, because truth is what you work for, that you earn, that you give, that you seek for. Truth is not physical, it's spiritual too. So all praise are due to Allah, Lord, cherish, sustainer of all the world. So we thank Allah for the Ramadan. We fast for 29 to 30 days where we discipline ourselves by not eating, doing the thing that is good for us. Bring about the discipline. We call it fasting. So we pray to Allah, that Allah continue to bless our fast, to protect us, to bless this fast is Ramadan, that this world starts going back to its original nature, because now it's away from the nature that God created to be in. It's away from that. And Satan is working even harder. We call Satan the Illuminati. We call Satan many things. He's Illuminati. He's Satan. Some of the movie stars have got tied up to Illuminati, and their job is to get paid by the Illuminati and what they have to offer, and to get paid, you have to destroy somebody. You have to physically destroyed him. And this is what Satan's job is to do, is destroy the good people of this world. And the way he do things, it is to destroy the human family. They don't want no family people getting married and having no family, being an honest man and an honest woman in that family. That burns Satan up. Satan catch it on fire when you see that. When you see a decent woman walking down the street with not his clothes on, but the clothes that Allah wants to have on the woman, oh, he get burned up. He get fiery. He can't shake off the problem that brings to him. He get real angry. But we want to destroy Satan if we can. We want to make him uncomfortable if we can. We don't want him to be there. We want him there. We want him to hurt in our life. So we remind him to say any man, any woman, because we got to do the wrong thing. And tell lies. That's what we call Satan. Satan is an open enemy to us. Not here. Not in the ground where he has planted himself. Then told us that's where he lives, in the ground. And he, what he do, wait for one of us to come there. So he can stick us with a hot pistol. What a lying creature. What a lying tune. who have an opportunity to go to paradise. Huh? Allah said he only created man and jinn for one reason. Huh? So we have an opportunity to go to paradise. But he'd rather make hell for you and go to hell. And he thinks he's going to be happy as long as he can get you to go with him or go with her. He'll be real happy. This is what we face with the decent people. Decent person, he always punished. He always hated. By Satan. So all praise is due to Allah. Anybody else who would like to say the same while I break you ready, break my soul? Anybody want to say anything? Anybody want to say anything? I hope you ready to break my faith. Okay, because you've been so long that your line is over. All the lines is open. Anybody want to say anything? They can.
Yeah, sure.
A long way, bro. We got the best music. We got the best music. We got the best singers and dancers, football player, best. You name it. We are the best. School teachers, doctors. We had once upon a time 11 doctors, 11 schools that produces doctors. In America, why we've been on the Jim Crow, coming out on the Jim Crow. We love, we know what we needed, and we went and got it. We know we need to be educated, so we did. But what we felt on the this illusion that integration gonna save us and make us as people, and we'll become equal. All of that was hogwash. All is backfired. How can you come under, come into integration when you worship the people that used to own you, accuse themselves of owning you? We worship them. I mean, I've seen it over and over again, how our people, especially our women, when the policy man came around, and many of African-American children are policy man babies, because that man had to go work, and that policy man had his way with his wife, because we love that light skin, and we love, our women love to run their hair, thing through the Caucasian man hair, like they was in heaven when they did that. Yeah, we suffered all of this because of that image. Our women looked at them as being godlike, and God looked like, look up to them like they looked up to Jesus. And how people see you. Practice that today. You go into a bank, what African American work, and you be in there, you be in line, let a Caucasian walk behind you. The line will get faster. Still under that influence of that image. Let you walk off the street. And one of us coming. Oh, you better get out the way. Because you're going to be called a nigga, and you almost going to be ran over. You're almost going to get killed by somebody you call his brother. But let a Caucasian walk across there and let that brother be coming up the street. And especially a Caucasian man or woman, he gonna keep his foot on the brake. He gonna drive like he's supposed to. But let you come out, let you cross there, and that brother see you. Oh, Caucasian, you drive off there and the Caucasian see you, he don't wanna stop nowhere. He might not stop. Especially when you jaywalk. Nobody gonna love us until we love each other. And we right now, we don't love each other. That's why everybody rich, but our money went to make everybody rich except us. I see a washing time. And people are always telling me, well, cheer, give some surge. That washing time, you got, it don't surge up like cheer. I tell them, not like cheer. True detergent is like no other detergent. It's the best on the market. It don't, what good is it surging up? So you surge, a lot of surge come up. And the clothes ain't clean. We guarantee your clothes clean or money back. That's what we have to do with. Because we hate to buy. We want to find excuses not to buy from each other. Who you think put us in that frame of mind? It was the plantation. And we still carrying the plantation mind and the proof of that, we own nothing as a people. Control nothing. We can't have a fixed affair because we don't own no building to bring somebody to a big affair. We have a big affair, we got to pay these Jews or whoever all this money just to have a good time in their business. We ought to be changing ourselves. Huh? Why is that? Because the religion, people who had our mind, people we sat down to listen to, helped miseducate us, helped not present us and encourage us to do for ourselves, and dealing for self means working with self, means sharing with self, loving self. We don't love, we don't have no love. They have made us so suspicious of everything we do. They come from the plantation. And what Allah said about that? Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what bothers our hearts. It ought to bother all our hearts that we are depending on people who still deny us justice. They always, because their image is blocking them from doing it. The way they run the world, their grandfather and grandmama, the uncles and all their people have ran in the world, still running the world. Like some superior people. As long as that is going on, we would never be able, we would always be with these shackles on our minds and on our legs. Like you may have said, that the real Christ is us. The one who was really nailed to the cross was us. That's who they were making fun of us. Our hands have been tied all these years. They wouldn't even loan us money to get a house, to go into business. They don't want to see us competing with them in economics. They don't care about us being a football player, a basketball player, a tennis player, because all that money is going to come back to them. They don't care nothing about that. All the football players you know, if you can think of that, you can research, all that they did was put their money back in the hands of the people who helped them, put it back against the people that helped them get into the NBA or ABA or baseball. People sacrificed that Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and all the people become great basketball with the Caucasian team. Fighters. And soon, as those fighters got in there, and the African American got in there, who did they fall in love with? That image. That image. You know, that Caucasian female image, that image, they didn't fall in love with the people who look like their mama, look like their auntie. They fell in love with the image, and they start like they were better than you. Didn't O.J. fall for that? Huh? He married a scumbag. And they try to prove that he killed them. All them people that loved O.J. claimed to love them. So they was running through airports and doing everything they want him to do. They loved that boy because he can run. As soon as that Caucasian woman taking his money and living with her, then going with his friends and doing a little heaven, going back to being the scumbag she was. Some stayed away, she died. And they couldn't prove everything they did it, but they never liked it OJ. If we want them to love us, not to like us, we going to have as many skyscrapers in the sky, many planes in the sky, many big rigs over the highway, the living good to us. That's the only way we going to say we equal with them. Because right now they loan their image up in the world of God. They ain't gonna never love you. As long as our people saying, thank you, Jesus. And what they really saying, I wish I was a Caucasian. As long as they saying that, we ain't going nowhere as a people. But we want to thank Allah for allowing us to share a few words with you, and we appreciate you, and we thank you for joining us tonight. But we're going to get ready to close out, and I'm going to ask Brother Muhammad Sharif to close us out, if you don't mind. Brother Muhammad Sharif, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqeem. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi 'alayhim wa al-dhaalleen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad Sharif. Allah bless us all. Bye.